This is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're excited again to bring you an update from Bishop Robert J. Brennan from Rome during his ad limina visit. Every 5 years, the bishops, the successors of the apostles, are called to pilgrimage to Rome and to meet with our Pope. We are so blessed in the Diocese of Columbus to have Bishop Brennan, who cares so deeply about us that he wants to keep us informed and connected. Welcome, Your Excellency.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be talking to everyone. Greetings to everyone at home.
Now, Your Excellency, you had some busy schedules each day. Your schedule today is packed. What's going on today?
Today was very packed. We began our day with Mass at St. Mary Major, and then I had a couple of dicastery visits this morning and a few more this afternoon. So, first of all, happy Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Yes, happy feast day to you, Our Lady of Guadalupe, the patroness of the Americas. Any special words of wisdom for us as it relates to the feast day?
Well, we had Mass this morning at Our Lady at the Basilica of St. Mary Major, which is one of the earliest churches in honor of Mary, the Mother of God. And we celebrated the Mass of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And yes, on this great feast, we remember how Mary brings us to Jesus. And so, through the Annunciation, through her visitation to Elizabeth, what does she do? She brings Jesus to the world. She brings us to Jesus. And so, years later in Guadalupe, what did she do? But in a time of great despair, she brought people to Jesus. She gave that word of hope. And so today, here we are today, calling on the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother, who brings us to Jesus. So today is a great feast indeed, and it was great to be at the Basilica of Mary Major to celebrate that feast.
And your day started off busy, and it continued. What else has happened today?
Well, today we spoke with two congregations, one congregation for laity and family and youth, and then secondly with the congregation for education. Now, Laity, Family, and Youth is actually a conglomeration of a couple of offices. So that was a very productive conversation. Cardinal O'Farrell, who was an American priest and bishop, he had been the Archbishop of Dallas, and he serves that congregation as the secretary and prefect, rather. And we had a wonderful conversation just talking about some of those important matters. We spoke about the importance of our young people in the church. And Cardinal Farrell was just very encouraging. He said, sometimes, you know, we look at ourselves and we say, oh, things seem bad. He says, you look around and they're not so bad after all. And so we talked about some of the great hope that we see in our young people, those who are involved, those who give tremendous witness. And I see that all over the Diocese of Columbus. And then, of course, the powerful example of that office runs World Youth Day, where through that office, the Pope calls together sometimes a million young people from all around the world with great enthusiasm. And, you know, sometimes you can feel a little bit isolated in your faith. You feel like you're the only one who believes what we believe. And that's especially true for young people. They're kind of made to feel marginalized for what they believe. And yet it's so encouraging. When you meet other people who share those beliefs in such great numbers and with great joy. So I gave thanks to them for their hard work, but we just talked about some of the important challenges, but also some of the great things that are happening.
And speaking about the youth, is there anything else that you'd like to speak about there, or about marriage and family life or education? I know that
that was the meetings is difficult. Thing we spoke about. And actually, this came up in a couple of congregations, but marriage and family life, we spoke about the vocation of marriage and the need to encourage that as a vocation. It's not just a fallback state, but it's a holy vocation and a vocation so important for the life of the church. And so we pray for good marriages, strong marriages, holy marriages, and we give thanks to the witnesses of people who really work at it, sometimes not under the easiest of circumstances. And so this congregation, too, encourages us to accompany couples and families. We talked about some of the struggles that families face in the world today, how sometimes it's very, very busy. You know, life can be very busy for families. We spoke about the the climate, especially the climate in the United States right now, that is very much against marriage or seeks to redefine marriage. We spoke about some of the movements in terms of gender identity and all of that, and the need for us to have good, strong witnesses to the truth about the human person and about married life. So that was another very important discussion.
It all seems to start with family, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Exactly. Even as I go back to Mary, right? Jesus came into the world how? Through a family.
Yeah, right? And you know, at the Basilica of St. Mary Major, I heard that there's a relic of the Nativity or the manger.
That's correct. Yes,
it all starts humbly, huh?
It all starts humbly. We went to venerate that after Mass. Yep. It all starts very humbly.
And youth, marriage and family, what about education? Any insights there?
In education, yes, we spoke about, well, education, the role of Catholic education. We spoke about the challenges to maintain our Catholic identity and the need to maintain our Catholic identity. We spoke about the reality of Catholic schools in the, it was the Bishops of Ohio and Michigan, so we spoke a little bit about the local scene. We spoke about some of the really very good effects that Catholic education has. And we also talked, the competency includes universities. So we spoke about Catholic colleges and universities and their place in the world.
Well, you've had a packed day. Is this your fifth day?
I guess it is. Yes, it is. Tomorrow's our last day, and then on Saturday we travel back. Mm-hmm. I have to say, the Church of Columbus is with me every step of the way. I feel not only your prayers, but I feel your presence. And if you don't mind, it's a little nice to be able to boast about you a little.
We are blessed to talk with Bishop Robert J. Brennan, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, during his ad limina visit to Rome on his pilgrimage to the holy sites of the apostles. Tomorrow we'll be talking to you live during the Friday morning show with Father Adam and Katie. Do you have anything else that we should look forward to as we eavesdrop in tomorrow?
Tomorrow is mostly meetings, so I look forward, and then this evening too. So later on tonight we'll meet at the house where the priests from the United States who work in the Vatican live. So we'll greet them for a little while this evening. But I look forward to calling into the show tomorrow. That'll be fun.
Well, thank you, Bishop Brennan, for your update on Thursday. We will talk with you tomorrow. Would you like to end us with a prayer?
Sure. Through the intercession of Mary, Mother of God, Our Lady of Guadalupe, may we always keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you this day. Remain with you forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Bishop Brennan, let all of our listeners pray for you today and pray for Pope Francis and all of our bishops around the world. God bless.
God bless. Thank you. Bye.
And now we rejoin our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.